A second round of cuts to penalty rates comes into effect this Sunday, meaning an estimated 700,000 workers will see their penalties cut by between 10 and 15%. The first round of cuts to penalty rates did little to stimulate growth, business groups agree, but they are promising this round will boost employment. Penny Timms has been looking at what's expected.
Hospitality worker Ed Smith works at a small fast food restaurant in Sydney, and he's really busy juggling work and his final year of uni.
So it's work, uni, and then that tiny day to get everything done.
Sundays are typically when workers in industries like hospitality and retail get the best pay because they get cash incentives for working on days when few other people do. But last year, the Fair Work Commission ruled that Sunday and public holiday penalty rates for full-time and part-time workers in certain industries should be reduced. The first cuts were made a year ago and will continue to be introduced each July, with the final changes happening in 2020. As of this Sunday, Phase 2 comes into effect, which will see penalty rates reduced by between 10% and 15%. The union United Voice estimates that cut will mean a worker will take home $16 less for their shift this Sunday than they did a week ago. Business groups argue that reducing penalty rates will make it easier for employers to open the doors more often and create more jobs.
So I work Saturdays. We only recently just opened up on Sundays. And I started working the Sundays, but my boss couldn't afford to pay me on the Sundays. So he's now got someone else working Sundays.
The decline in penalties affects workers who get award rates in fast food, hospitality, pharmacy and retail industries. Russell Zimmerman is the Executive Director of the Australian Retailers Association.
Well, look, unfortunately, the first transition was only 5% reduction. This transition is a far greater amount, around 10%. So quite honestly, what we're expecting to see is a large number of retailers start thinking about employing more staff.
Understanding just who is or is not affected by the changes to Sunday and public holiday penalties is a little mind-boggling.
Most retailers who are small independent retailers and some of the smaller chains will be working under what is known as the General Retail Industry Award. And so those retailers have the opportunity now to reduce the Sunday rate by a further 10%. The rate was 200% and it will be eventually brought down to 150%. So if you're on a enterprise bargain agreement, at this point in time, there will be no change until your enterprise bargain is renewed.
Russell Zimmerman says he truly believes that by reducing penalty rates, Australia's retail economy will be bolstered.
I think it's important to realise if we want to grow the economy, if we want to employ people, that the things we need to do is to stimulate that by giving back to small business and allowing them to employ more people.
But very few workers see it that way.
My name's Gabby.
Gabby, how long have you been in retail for?
Be 5 years this year.
Sunday penalties make it easier for her to make ends meet.
Yes, so I'm a Sunday supervisor and I also work the odd Saturday.
This weekend, changes to penalty rates do come into effect, but I understand that your company is taking a bit of a different approach to things. Can you tell me a bit about what is actually happening for you and your workmates here?
Our company won't be doing the full cut of penalty rates. We've been told that they value our work on weekends and they think that we should be paid accordingly.
Gabby also says that if her workplace did not offer Sunday penalties, she doesn't think it would be worth giving up a day with her family.
I just think it's important for people to see the value in industries such as hospitality and retail, and without these industries, people wouldn't be able to enjoy their weekend as much as they do, and they should be paid accordingly.
Gabby, she's a retail worker. Penny Timms was our reporter.